Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today in Israel, the skies are clear, with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv and warm sunshine in Jerusalem. In Haifa, expect a mild afternoon. As evening approaches, temperatures will cool slightly, creating a pleasant night across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF targeted Hamas terrorist infrastructure in overnight strikes. This included an arms storage facility, a weapons production site, and a rocket launch pad, according to JNS earlier this hour. Also, the United States struck Iran for the ninth consecutive night. The Times of Israel reports explosions in several Iranian cities. This follows the death of an American service member in Iraq. Also this hour, the U.S. launches another night of strikes on Iran. Ynet highlights how the conflict edges closer to all-out war, with attacks aimed at Iranian forces threatening the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Axios reveals that House Democrats have made a fear-driven turn against Israel. One Democrat noted, "There's no good marketing for what's going on there." And finally, Walla reports explosions at the top of Iran. Security officials are debating whether Israel will enter the equation of attacks amid unclear Iranian leadership. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reports that U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. is targeting Iranian assets used for attacks on global shipping in the Strait of Hormuz, urging other nations to join the effort. Posting just minutes ago, Visegrad 24 highlights that Brent oil prices have exceeded $90 per barrel due to the U.S.-Iran conflict, which has restricted oil supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. This report came in 20 minutes ago. IL Red Alert notes the Pentagon withheld details about three Iranian attacks on U.S. forces in Jordan last week, which injured troops and damaged helicopters. This information was shared earlier today. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in Gaza, JNS reports that Israel targeted key Hamas sites, aiming to disrupt their capabilities. This follows increased tensions in the region. The overnight operation signals Israel's ongoing commitment to security, impacting local civilian life with heightened alertness. Turning to the U.S.-Iran conflict, The Times of Israel details how the U.S. continues its nightly strikes. This comes as Iran claims to have hit oil tankers crossing the Strait of Hormuz. U.S. CENTCOM targets Iranian forces threatening commercial shipping, marking a serious escalation. Civilians in the region face increased uncertainty as military activities intensify. Meanwhile, Axios sheds light on the shifting political landscape in the U.S. regarding Israel. House Democrats express concerns over Israel's current policies, citing public relations challenges. This development could influence future diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Israel, affecting regional alliances. In financial news, first, Elbit Systems will supply border defense equipment to the U.S., as reported by Walla Business. This major contract with U.S. Customs and Border Protection strengthens Elbit's position in international defense markets. Separately, CTEC reports that the collapse of the Isracard-Esh deal raises questions over Israel's banking competition efforts. This development prolongs the path toward banking licenses for credit card companies, complicating regulatory objectives. And finally, Globes highlights Elbit Systems securing U.S. orders worth $370 million. The orders focus on border protection, while Elbit Systems UK showcases its technology at the Farnborough Air Show, reinforcing its global presence in defense innovation. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.